My Lord Supreme wants each and every human being to be original. If my mind can have an iron determination, and my heart can have a will of steel, then there is nothing that I cannot accomplish. God asks the seekers to transform and not to reform the world. We can climb up God's satisfaction peak if we believe in God's compassion eye wholeheartedly. If our prayer is sincere, then God blesses us with an inspiration sky and an aspiration sun. Alas, I do not know when I shall be able to bring my mind under my perfect control. My sincerity, purity life is bringing God closer to me. My Lord asks me if I am ready. I tell him, I am already waiting for your command. We must practice a few hours each day controlling our endless thoughts. Every prayer moment is of tremendous importance. Man's number one problem: his heart does not have faith in God. May my life tree never produce imperfection fruits. My aspiration heart knows no faith boundaries. May our love of God every day blossom more beautifully. Progress is in our actions and not in our wishful thinking. My Lord and I always converse out of the fullness of our hearts. My Lord Supreme wants me to be extremely rich in my inner wealth. Where do I live? I live between a smiling sunrise and a weeping sunset. My Lord uses his justice light as his last resort. A sunlit heart accepts no failure. A self-giving heart is blessed with a shortcut to God's heart home. A prayer life is indeed a mind tamer. God tells me that he does not need my permission to direct my mind's show. My Lord has tremendously helped me to wave a final goodbye to my torturing and tortuous mind. God does not mind if I hide my face, but God does mind if ever I hide my heart. My Lord asks my soul to introduce me to the world at large. Heaven is inside my weeping heart and nowhere else. God pays utmost attention when the mind sings the salvation song. If we have readiness, willingness, and eagerness, then we do not need anything else to make the fastest progress in the spiritual life. I pray to God to take me as a gardener in His heart garden. I launch my progress lifeboat only after I have received tremendous compassion light from our Lord Supreme. When we are sincere, God blesses us. Each time I pray to God, He adds more beauty and more fragrance to my heart home. My soul wants my life to be a rainbow sunrise smile. When we bow to the Supreme in us, not only do we melt His heart, but also we give Him a new hope and a new promise. My desire life believes in impossibility, but not my aspiration heart. My heart smile is available in every heart. At times, God entrusts us with divine freedom for our personal use. Infinity invites the finite to come and play with it. My Lord loves to hear all my secrets. God never attends any criticism party. My soul's beauty smile thrills my heart. God's heart melody only my soul can hear. In God's heart eye, nobody is an outsider. I do not believe in desire life promises. I ask my insecurity to leave me, since I am no longer interested in it. Alas, how we waste our precious time in the company of jealousy and criticism. To my greatest joy, my Lord has transformed my life beyond my recognition. The mind's God-fulfillment promises appear only to disappear. My heart longs to explore every inch of God's forgiveness heart. I must not waste even a single breath on world criticism. The mind will never know what God's surrender bliss is. My Lord makes all the choices for me to show me how affectionate He is to me. Tomorrow's golden secrets are already implanted in today's heart. My God gratitude heart makes everything sweet in my life. In my case, God's compassion is the only thing reliable. Aspiration and dedication can be doubled if our heart remains an ever-climbing God cry. When my Lord is pleased with me, he tells me what I actually need, and also when and where. No serious mistakes should be repeated. From the beginning to the end, I love only one thing, the repetition of God's name. Disobedience leads us to distractions, inner and outer. The heart's soundless sound is too loud for the mind. God, the promise maker, never fails. My heart does everything for me. My mind gives me excuse after excuse why it cannot do anything for me. My Lord most lovingly and most proudly preserves all my tiny secrets. To know a theory is good, but to practice it is infinitely better. A sincere seeker is endowed with astounding possibilities. This morning I said my final farewell to my doubt mind and hesitation heart. If I can forgive others for my undeserved torture, then I am destined to do something extremely great and good for God and for mankind. Let your conscience be your judge, not your mind. When you meditate soulfully and self-givingly in your heart, nothing is in vain. Gratitude heart seekers are made by God Himself. The mind does not wait to hear God singing. A rainbow heart beauty comes down from a very high plane of consciousness. Dissatisfaction is the number one enemy of an aspiration heart. Each heart is a God miracle indeed. My fettered mind, you are the cause of all my sufferings. I am a God-worshipping petal from my blossoming silence heart flower. Hurry up! Delay not in your God search. My soul inundates my heart with a newness and vastness smile. I breathe in the celestial fragrance of the morning. God asks me every day to bask in His compassion sunshine. Enthusiasm breathes in the fragrance of God's heart garden. My morning begins with my purity heart. I must discard my mind's doubt, suspicion, frustration toys. God's compassion songs never grow old. My God devotion stories have expedited my spiritual journey considerably. The human life does not want to admit that it is all weakness. Each thought is a miniature world within. Every morning, God invites me to walk with Him in His own heart garden of peace and bliss. My soul is teaching me how to return to my heart temple. Light does not work against darkness. Light works for the transformation of darkness. At the end of our journey, we all return to our cosmic home. My heart river carries always my life experiences to God. When desire wants to feed me, I immediately reject the invitation. When you live in the heart of silence, impossibility does not exist. Challenges awaken the sleeping power within us. Our many questions about God usually come from our mind. When I have a sincerity-flooded heart, God can easily be found. Earth wants to hurt my heart. Heaven wants to protect me. The ocean vast God realization you can have if your surrender is utterly complete. Be careful. Your hasty judgments can entirely ruin your life. My mind, stop crying. My mind, stop talking. The time has come for you only to listen. I must be pleased with myself and remain pleased with myself all the time. I shall keep my prayer life candle all the time burning. All dreams are beautiful, especially the moonlit dreams. Where do I live? I live in between my Lord's forgiveness heart and compassion eye. The very nature of prayer is to rise high, higher, highest. In the God realization race, although it is an ultramarathon, the completely surrendered seeker can sprint from the start to the very end. For me, there is only one way: up. God definitely needs my invitation to come down and work in and through me. I am desperately trying to have a God-centered heart and life. God's compassion eye and my affection heart are always found together. Alas, the human in us is revolving and not evolving. O my pride, I am praying to God to give you a shorter than the shortest life. I am so sad to have so many God prayer delay days. We must be very careful of our hidden weaknesses. My self-confidence and God reliance are expediting my absolute God oneness. I am always hungry for a God oneness moment. God is so kind to me. He has fed my self-confidence and he has increased my God reliance. God's warning I take as God's infinite compassion blessing light. I shall not retire until I expire. In the inner world, surrender is man's immediate progress. When I am on God's side, my success is inevitable. Some seekers bribe their mind to take their thoughts away. In the morning, God asks my mind to run towards him. In the evening, God asks my heart to walk with him. To achieve something great, we must discipline our lives in the immediacy of today. Let us be humble, for our humility expedites our Godward journey. Our heart's tears and our soul's smiles have the capacity to fully harmonize our lives. The voice of silence can stop the noise of sound. My disobedience mind, do you not think that one of these days you will be prosecuted by the divine forces? I am safe and secure only inside my prayer life. I am perfect only in God's eye. The mind does not delete its mistakes. It only repeats its mistakes. For the rest of my life, I shall always please my Lord unconditionally. My selflessness life is melting God's heart day by day. A soulful seeker is inundated with God's compassion and affection. God wants me to illumine my cluttered mind. God wants me to take very special care of my heart. When I study all the scriptures, my mind takes pride and my heart becomes humble. When we express our kindness to the world at large, God's affection for us and our gratitude to God can forever shine in our heart sky. Each soul, each heart, and each life has something very special to offer for the betterment of humanity. I marvel at the beauty of my heart's sky. No matter how hard I try, insecurity refuses to leave me alone. Self-offering seekers are very special to God's heart. May my gratitude heart flowers never fade. My streaming heart tears expedite the hour of God. This world of ours will never be able to fathom our Lord's compassion sea. If we study spirituality as our only subject, then God will be highly pleased with us. The voice of silence can at any time speak to the absolute Lord Supreme. All I want is to be in God's eye. And nowhere else. I am hungry, always hungry, for God's compassion I descent. Accept the challenges. They may one day transform your life. If you give up your insecurity life, your soul will heave a sigh of relief. The temptation room has to be kept under lock and key all the time. The self-centered seekers cause serious problems for God. Either you conquer despair, or despair will conquer you. From my soul, I am learning angel melodies. My devotion heart will never know what God's separation is. My God surrender life has to navigate my Godward journey. If you continue disobeying God, then one day your life will be shaken to the core. Do your utmost to fulfill your God oneness dream. Spirituality is a God commitment reality and not a not committed attitude. Before long, my God promise fulfillment will take place. Today's tiny steps will help you to take giant steps tomorrow. Silence your God disobedience vital. The sooner, the better. God has chosen me to follow him at every moment, Therefore, I must not surrender to worries and anxieties. God's very touch has illumined every cell of my body. God has blessed me with his outstretched hands. My mind wants to remain a secret God admirer. My Lord wants me to be a secret God lover and God server. Each soul has an ever God longing life. God has blessed me with a God-thirsty mind and with a God-hungry heart. My heart knows how to meditate. My mind does not know. It just pretends. My devotion is my God-fulfillment promise. My Lord asks me if I have nothing better to do than to mix with ignorance all the time. My God acceptance and my God obedience are two angels in my life. My heart and my Lord's heart share one single chariot to the unknowable. Meditation will liberate each and every human being from bondage night. The world needs inspiration for the mind and aspiration for the heart. Once we accept spirituality, we cannot separate God the Creator from God the creation. O torturing and tortured mind, do invoke God to bless you and illumine you. Poise is my dearest friend among all my inner friends. God approval is absolutely necessary before we undertake anything. I do not need to climb up the greatness summit mountain. I want my life to be a sleepless God fountain. Those who have inborn faith in God are definitely choice instruments of God. Heaven welcomes us at least 10 times a day, but alas, we do not accept the invitation from God. My Lord, do give me a sorrow-tear heart so that I can embody your light and reveal it everywhere. This morning God gave me a great surprise by telling me that I am a chosen member of his inner family. Insecurity is so stubborn, it does not want to budge an inch. If I cannot rise above disappointment, how can I ever get enlightenment? My joy knew no bounds when I wanted to create a painting for my Lord Supreme. A life empty of hope is worse than useless. My Lord Supreme, do give us wisdom light. How long can we fool ourselves by pretending to be the knower of our lives? Be not a seeker in name, be a seeker in action. Never be late in anything when your master is involved. Before we accepted spirituality, we made friends with fear, doubt, anxieties, and worries. And now, how hard it is to discontinue our friendship with them. We make God extremely happy by buying a one-way ticket to his heart home.